We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's fascinating. Paulie and I have known each other. We're pushing 20 years. And part of that process is you go through life together. Like, you go through personal angst. You go through, because we're all in the same office. We're 2 feet apart. So you're talking about your kid's in trouble. You're talking about, oh my God, I now have cancer. You're talking about, oh crap, I'm having financial issues. Oh no, I'm in a fight with my wife. It's kind of an interesting relationship with me, you, and Sheehan, to be quite honest.
Right.
And
we're hearing each other's phone calls. Right. There are no secrets.
Right, there are no secrets.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, was that tough for you to manage sometimes?
I think we had a certain level of trust there.
Yeah.
And actually, I think we gave each other good advice.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I count on both of you every day. I miss the hell out of it. I'm kind of alone. And I'm not complaining, but this is kind of an island, you know? And back there was us. It was kind of cool.
If I weren't here, you'd be in an empty room for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. So let's get into this scenario, Paul. And you heard some of this beautiful little girl yesterday, this 12-year-old. It was very emotional, isn't it, Paul?
It's, as I say, it's the worst kind of story you ever want to cover. And we pray and hope for the best for her, and thank goodness you've come along to provide her some pleasure in her life.
Well, and her mom is amazing, and she joins us. Marcy, good morning. How are you, darling?
Good morning, Marty.
We have Paul Martino with us today as well.
Hi, Marcy.
Good morning, Paul.
So, all right, my dear. So your daughter wanted the deck for her pool, right?
Yes, sir.
And the deck was delivered yesterday, right?
The wood for it? Yes, sir.
Sitting out there in the yard right now?
Yes, it is.
All right, so the crew is on the way. My man Dale has a crew on the way. They'll be there by 10 o'clock, and they will get that. They will get that deck done today. What do you say about that, my dear?
I say hallelujah. We couldn't ask for more, huh,
yeah,
baby?
Put my girl on the phone. JC, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you feeling, sweetheart?
Hi, Marty. How you feeling, you said?
Okay.
You guess? Say, as long as we got up this morning, we're doing good.
My mom woke me up because I was in my bed sleeping. I had like 2 eyes shut, and then I opened my eyes again, and then I see my mom waking me up.
With a big smile on your face, huh?
Yeah.
Tell them what you said. Good morning.
What?
Tell them what you said to me. Good morning, what?
Sweetheart. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
And then when I woke up, I had breakfast.
Go ahead if you want to.
I had 4 sausage sticks.
Whoa.
Hey, JC, tell everybody you're going to kick cancer's butt.
No, kick the tumor's ass. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
You're okay. You say whatever you want.
I wanted to say kick the tumor's butt.
That's okay. Either way, we get the gist.
You say whatever you want, gorgeous. So, JC, you have a birthday coming up on the 25th, right?
Yes. I was born
July 25th,
2008.
Correct.
And my brother was born November 27th, 2006. I didn't mean to say that.
That's okay.
I just like asking questions.
We love you.
Okay.
You say whatever you want, sweetheart. So
I
we're gonna get your deck finished by this afternoon. You'll be able to get in your pool tonight. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Say yahoo, huh? You get to put on a new bathing suit and everything.
My sausage stick tastes burnt.
It's okay. You finished it right. You're okay. It's all right. Here, you want to talk to Marty? Tell him what you said yesterday. About your eggs and what you said about them.
I ate so many eggs and then I don't want to say it and something like
Tell them about what was in your eggs. The very first one you went to eat, what was in it?
A heart.
And what did you say about that heart?
I love Marty.
That's
right.
You did. Well, you don't ask me. That's exactly what you said. You know that.
I'm just doing your hair.
That's okay.
So, JC and Marcy, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to call you back a little bit after 9:30 because we want to make plans for the birthday. And I want to ask JC's permission to see if folks can send her cards. Is that okay?
That'd be perfect. All what right. do you think, JC?
Yes.
He'll call us back.
I'll call you back.
At what time?
10
9:30.
Minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right, beautiful.
Okay,
happy.
Thank you.
Marty Griffin with one of my boys, Paul Martino, joining me. We have known each other for nearly 20 years. We're good friends. Paul reached out to me almost daily when I had cancer. And we've been through a lot together, our families and our friendships. And honestly, Paul, you're an amazing entertainer.
You think?
My man, you remember my party, my Christmas party, where you were in the formal living room and you were singing and playing the piano? You had the entire crowd going. You love that stuff, you not?
I think I had a couple of holiday beverages on that occasion.
So what? You're still damn good, man.
But we had fun. It was a lot of fun. My beautiful wife, Joy, was singing with me.
Love her.
And, yeah, that was a good night.
She's so kind. All right, so we have J.C. Emick on the phone. We also have Marcy. J.C., so the deck folks, Marcy, the deck folks will be there about 11:30. They're going to have to dig around the pool. Okay, you ready for all that?
Welcoming it.
That's
welcoming
right.
it.
That's right.
Long overdue.
And my man Dale, who you met, they're going to be there around 10 to 11. The warehouse crew will be there to install. Wow. And this pool will be ready to go, ready to get in the water with mm-hmm. little JC's new bathing suit later this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Are you guys excited?
Oh, yeah. She was just talking about it. Tell them. What did you say?
I'm excited.
JC, this is Paul Martino. What a brave little girl you are to come on the radio like this. How old are you? I didn't hear your age.
How old you are?
12 years old.
12 years old?
I'm about to be 13.
You're
going to be a teenager.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Well, we got to have a special party for that. You only turned 13 once.
Tell Paul he's going to make Mommy cry.
Yeah, you're going to make Mommy start crying.
Well, you know what? Those are tears of happiness, right?
Very much so.
So,
right?
Paul, JC, Paul, and Marcy, Paul has a favor to ask of you guys.
Sure, anything.
Would you?
Anything I can do.
Would you like to get some birthday cards?
Would you like some birthday cards?
Yes.
JC, do you like birthday cards? How about?
I usually hang them on my nightstand up there.
Well,
we can hang them all around.
How about
here.
We fill your walls with birthday cards, bags and bags yeah. full?
I don't cry.
I'm good. I'm good, baby. It's only happy tears. Because
like
you know why? Because so many people love you.
And then I know
that. And it overflows my heart.
I think my dad, mom, and dad are gonna send me a card.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people.
I think we're going to get a lot of people to send you cards.
Say we'll put it up like paper wallpaper in this house.
And then we'll put some over there.
Okay.
And then I will talk about this later.
You'll talk about it later. Right. Okay.
Can we put out the information to mail you cards?
Do you mind?
Do you mind?
Yes, I mind.
No, you don't mind.
I don't mind.
can you tell them your address?
It is 3.
No.
No, 7.
1.
1.
2.
2.
6.
6.
1.
1. Lincoln Street, North Vandegrift, 15690.
Good job, baby girl.
Hey, JC, it's Marty. What do you want for your birthday, darling? What do you want to eat, first of all?
Tell him.
I need to think of this for 1 second.
You need to think of this for 1 second?
All right.
I'm thinking my brain.
That's all right.
I'm going to win those dolls, the one you showed me.
Which one?
You know the dolls you showed me yesterday?
JC, I show you.
What are they called?
All right, JC, what do you want to eat, sweetheart? What do you want?
Kids.
He wants to know what you want to eat.
For your birthday.
Oh, this is a good one, Marty. This is a good question.
I eat sausage sticks.
No, what do you want to eat on your birthday?
Turkey.
Oh, turkey, yeah.
And then macaroni. Macaroni.
Pasta salad.
Macaroni.
Macaroni and cheese. Tell them, what's your favorite part of the turkey?
The turkey legs.
The big old turkey legs.
No, JC, no pizza?
Say spaghetti better, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay, some good to pasta.
All right,
yesterday for dinner, we had
pizza.
Pizza Hut.
And then what did you eat? You had what?
Alfredo.
Aw.
Making me hungry now.
Always gotta have a pasta.
All right, so Marcy, let me talk to you for a moment here so folks understand. You're okay with us giving out the address, right, so we can send her a slew of cards, right?
No problem at all.
All right, darling.
I just hope the mailman doesn't mind.
He won't. And then...
The mailman did not come to our house.
Yes, he comes.
And then, Marcy, yeah. I need a favor from you. I need you to do me a favor. I need a list of what she wants to eat for her birthday, and I need you to email me something on what does she want as gifts for her birthday. Can you do that?
We'll sit down and we'll work on that today.
All right. And so folks understand, Marcy, so we can have some true understanding of the gravity of the situation, so we're honest, and because you have been so honest, quite frankly, you're praying that she lives to her birthday, right?
Correct. There's like prayer warriors all over for her. It's really hard. We thought we got through it,
yeah.
And it came back, and now all we can wish for is a miracle.
You mentioned the other day she has good days and bad. Some days she has overwhelming pain, right?
Oh, overwhelming. Sometimes you just don't know if she's going to get out of the bed or if she's, it's horrible to think things that I've thought.
Yeah.
Recently, but we just keep barreling through. That's all we can do.
Yes, ma'am. And I love you, and I'm so glad we met you. And she's such an angel.
I'm glad we met you too, sir. If you knew me personally, this is just so out of my realm.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one that tries to help everybody. Oh. So when you have somebody that's willing to help so much, it's overbearing. It's overbearing in my heart and in our normal lives, because you don't think there's people that actually care this much about stuff that you go through personally, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I need two favors from you. I'm going to put the address out there for the public. You don't need to do that. I need you to make me a list today of what she wants to eat for her birthday and the gifts she wants. Okay, my dear?
I will do that, sir. And again, thank you so kindly. I know sometimes saying thank you, I feel like I say it all the time, 55 times a day or so, but it's never enough. If there's anything I could ever do for anybody, I'm right there. So please, I don't know what else to say other than...
No. You've done everything. We love you.
Marcy, no mom should go through this. That's and right. God bless you both.
That's right. All right, JC, we love you, dear. We'll see you later. We'll be at the house later.
Okay.
Bye-bye, darling.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Happy
love
birthday.
You.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.